All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more of Before the Inkle. I know, like, only three of you watched this, but I'm continuing it because I was asked to do so. So I'm going to continue, and of course, the Witchblade that everybody else watches continues after this. Hope, wretched hope. Nobody's following me so far. Even that Cybo cop patrol didn't stop me. Luz wasn't lying. Here I am walking through zone 993685, the city shaft's fanciest, without any trouble. Come upstairs, John. I can hardly wait. Colbo 5 was mistaken. Everything's quiet up here. Techno Pope to Knight's Arc 7. Watch out, my Empress has the Black Prez in check. That's mate. He'll have to be recloned. John! Luz! I love how rough your tongue is, and your exotic lower-level scent. You, Miss Luz, are quite simply everything. That's good. If I'm everything to you, then follow me. I'll show you my house, which you might well share with me someday. I must be dreaming. What the? Watch out, Miss Luz! Silly boy. It's just my hollow theater. Come on, I'll show you the kitchens. Amazing how many cooks the BioVita steaks kill every month. I spent hours watching the fights to boost my appetite. But that's so cruel, Miss Luz. That's how I am. You'll simply have to get used to it. Once a week I have lunch here with my father. I'll show you my servants now. Quang! Father and I like to use our cultural knowledge to select an exquisite meal from the thousands of dishes from all different planets presented before us. Incredible! Where to now? To the room where our games will take place every night from now on. Do you like my anti-G bedchamber? Why don't you do something? Excuse me, why don't you do something? Kiss me, caress my breasts. Nibble my earlobes, whatever you want. You're making me blush, Miss Luz. Playtime's over. Let's get down to business. You can live with me, but... Oof! Everyone must stay in their place. I am an Aristo, and you're an orphan from the Crimson Ring. If you love me, and I do, then you must become my man-dog. Anything you wish. Man-dog? What's that? Not much, actually. Just a man with his humanity removed, leaving him only his animal self. You mean one of those humanimals the Aristos keep as pets? A drooling beast with no will of its own? You can't fight reality, John. I have a halo, and you do not. Some boundaries cannot be broken. If you wish to live, eat, and sleep with me, and make love to me every night, you have to become my pet. You ask too much! Becoming my pampered little puppy is asking too much. When you put it that way, it doesn't seem like much at all. I love you more than my human nature. How do I eliminate it? Nothing could be simpler, darling. At your command, miss. First, leave your handprints on this contract. What does it say? It says you relinquish your human will and intelligence over a brief time span of 10 years in case you tire of the wonderful lifestyle you're being offered. Blah, blah, blah. Except, lover, 10 years of paradise in my arms won't seem too long. It might actually seem too short. I relinquish my free will. Wonderful! I got him, Daddy. Well done, daughter. Congratulations. Our troubles are over. Luz, you betrayed me. Is it possible? Add a zero to the ten. Add a zero to the ten, why don't you? That way you'll be a man-dog for 100 years. Ah, ah, ah. Yes, Daddy, consider it done. Did you really lie to me, Luz? Plunge the needle into his second chakra. I'm such a fool. Yes, you sure are. And soon you'll be even more of one. Hee, hee, hee. Everything's in place. Activate the excavator needle. Insert it all the way to the pineal gland. They're erasing my memory. Farewell, Depot. Farewell, Colbo 5, my master. Huh? Freeze, or I blast the Prime Minister to bits. Set John free. Word? My friends. My real friends. Hurry. Get on, John. The alarm will bring an army of cybo cops down on us. Shoot them. Call the police. Call the army. Don't let them escape. I let that dirty cheat put his hands all over me. All for nothing. It's not fair. Croak. Quick. Boo-hoo, Daddy. I wanted him to be my little puppy.
Calm down, Princess. I promise you we'll get him back.
Wham! Police Central has just dispatched its Earthwork units. We have to get out of here quick. Shoot them. Watch out for that Kogan. Kill them. Disgusting. Things are really getting hot. If we can get to the ventilation shaft around that bend up ahead, we'll make it to the lower levels. I hate her. Halt! Throw down your weapons or we open fire! We're like rats in a trap. No, we're heroes. Drive straight at them. What good is life now, anyway? Quick, work, full reverse. There's one more chance of escape. I've only got 10 minutes of ammo left. Whatever you're planning, ICOP, do it faster before they blow us away. This is ICOP, 105520, calling all ICOPs. We're under illegal attack by Police Central. They're obstructing our investigation and attempting to assassinate a robot functionary. Request reinforcements. Blech. Yoo-hoo, it's Diavolu from Channel 79831. Sensational news. Guns are blazing everywhere in Zone 993685, the upper crust. We still don't know why all the ICOPs in the city shaft are converging on the shootout. What an orgy of violence. Yes, yes, yes. Our faithful camcopter will soon be at the battlefield. Back in a flash, telefriends.
Ha! What last of the Roostos will get what's coming to them?
More Coco Loco, Mommy.
Says you, idiot. The Roostos are untouchable. I bet 100 Kublars the politicians are behind it.
Oh. Diavolu is such a hunk. Every night I touch myself to his photo. My cooling units are shaking. The scandal's about to break loose. Clamp down on it right now, Techno Pope, or I'll obliterate that ovum of darkness you call a head.
Oh, excuse me. We're gonna try this again.
My cooling units are shaking. The scandal's about to break loose. Clamp down on it right now, Techno Pope, or I'll obliterate that ovum of darkness you call a head.
As you command, my inanimate son. That's right, telefriends. We'll soon be flying over Zone 993685. We can already hear some of the explosions. Moira 2K guns and a modified Kogan. A swarm of ICOPs is flying beside us towards the scene.
You only have a few seconds to act.
It's not a pretty situation. We only have 1 or 2 seconds to stop the scandal in its tracks before Diavolu, his TV camera, and that swarm of ICOPs arrive on the scene.
We'll react decisively, Your Eminence.
React decisively, Prime Minister, or I'll lodge your halo in the other end of your body. You have 2 seconds.
This is the Cybo Commander at Police Central.
Yes, most excellent, Prez Abundant. Thanks you for your kind advice. This is humiliating.
Put a stop to that gunfire immediately, or I'll demote you from Cybo Commander to Mobile Trash Compactor. I'm giving you a half second to comply.
Received loud and clear.
This is Sergeant P-938K.
Give the orders to cease fire immediately. Treat the felons as if they don't exist. If you even glance at them, I'll rip out your processors and make you swallow them.
The Cybo cops stopped firing. All the fat cats returned to their luxurious domains, and Diavolu transmitted the story that all the commotion was nothing more than an officially scheduled demolition of a multi-con act. I hope those soulless aristos rot in hell.
Indeed. The press came down in person to congratulate the Prime Minister and offer him, in recognition of valuable services rendered to the economic security of the city shaft, a luxurious and brand new multi-con act. An army of specialized robots just finished building the mansion in less than half an hour. I hope that hypocrite's face gets covered in boils.
Indeed.
When the Techno Pope himself came to bless the new home, the millions of ICOPs decided it was a false alarm and returned to their regular patrols. Zone 993685 is throwing a gigantic party. It's obvious they let us escape to prevent a scandal. I never met a more detestable woman. I despise her.
You managed to stir up a real hornet's nest, John. with a giant, let's try this one again. How could she betray me like that and mock me by taking advantage of my gullibility? I hate Luz more than anything else in the world. You managed to stop a real hornet's nest, John, with a gigantic and smelly secret inside. The Prez, Police Central, and all, excuse me, and the techno-technocracy are all involved in the Crimson Ring baby case. Were? Such is life. Snap out of it, John. Make a decision. If we call off the investigation, I have no doubt they'll leave us alone. Or do we continue? Whatever the risks? Groot? The investigation continues. Let's finish it. I expected nothing less from you. If you repair my eye, I can be a lot more useful. Unveiling their great secret will be my ultimate revenge. Cocoloco Dark. Oh, that's a... Yes, this is the term assigned to the Crimson Ring baby detectives. Nothing to report. Our clients are just sleeping and eating. At the slightest suspicious sign, we'll send in security robots to make mincemeat out of them to feed the poor. Yes, Mr. Prime Minister, they've learned their lesson. They won't even poke their noses outside their secret lair, hee-hee. They must be trembling in fear. Don't worry, the bastard's still alive, Miss Luz. Yes, we'll keep him fresh so you can have your revenge. What's he doing? He's snoring, and that's about it. Yes, Holy Techno Pope, the supra-divinoid can cogitate in peace. The rebels have holed up like rats in their pitiful bunker. Nothing new here, Prez. We'll blow off their balls since they're not acting like they're using them anyway. What, you want us to leave them alone? Okay, sure. Leave them alone? Forget it, never. Once I'm on to someone, I never let go. I'm like a hound dog, wearing them down till they draw their last miserable breath. Shut your big mouth. You heard the Prez, didn't ya? Let them snore as long as they like. We don't move until they give us new orders, but keep your disintegrator 48 ready, just in case. Nuclear blowtorch. Laser-proof tongs. Unauthorized intrusion detected. Nuclear blowtorch. Check. Laser-proof tongs. Check. Settle down, little spy. The holy book of the ancients says your eyes shall be open, and you should become like the gods who know right from wrong. Oh, yes. A new eye, free from its connection to Police Central. Free from its obligation to spy. Yes, now stop all your worrying and let me operate. Quantum screwdriver. Quantum screwdriver, check. Crude. Hush, Depot. Shut your beak for once. You might alert the lookouts or throw off Kolbo's concentration. Gulp. Oh, miracle. Wonderful miracle. I can see again. Through my own eye. An eye that is mine alone. Careful, little spy. I think you're getting too worked up. They'll hear you. Forgive me, it's just a thrill of being myself again. Thanks for everything. Now I have a surprise for you. Lift up the canal grate. Groot? Close your eyes, comrades. We haven't opened them for hours. Of the were millions of eye cops in the world, I could only convince these 50. You managed to replace my treacherous eye. Do the same for them and we'll have 50 loyal allies. But that's a gargantuan task. My circuits don't have the endurance. Remember what the book says, Master. A kind glance makes your heart sing. A kind glance, rather, makes your heart sing, and good news redoubles your energy. I'll help you. Groot? But I'm begging you. It'll give me a chance to get revenge on that woman. Okay, then. Fetch me 2 1-liter drums of concentrated robot oil, and let's get to work. Single file, comrades. I think you should paint me another color to tell me apart from all the other spies. I don't know why, but I can picture myself in green. Don't you think so? Well, you incompetent bunch of humans, can you at least report that taboo number MK-3507 is secure? The scandal has been nipped in the bud for good, oh great entity. We'll crush those lower-level rebels like the fleas they are. I'll order my boys to drop a nice clean megaton on their heads and bang, radioactive soup. That would be ideal, but such decisive strategies always involve a downside. Right. As always, O Divinoid, I cannot conquer with... Excuse me, I cannot concur with the Cybo Commander's reasonable request. I'm impatiently tapping my isolators, Prime Minister. Do tell. Well, it's, my daughter, Luz. What mess has that spoiled brat of yours gotten us involved in this time? My daughter doesn't want that moron John DeFool eliminated. She's threatening to create a scandal unless we take her revenge on him personally. Excuse me, unless we let her take revenge on him personally. The notorious love-hate binary, I assume. How typically human to let such outmoded emotions cloud the issue. Please understand, my proposal is strictly objective and not at all based on lowly political ambitions, Supra Divinoid. Allow me, in an elegant manner, to have our dear Prime Minister and whining daughter liquidated. It's not only the simplest way, it's the holy way. Proposal denied. 79831's millions of telefriends throughout the galaxy have been following the story very, very closely, and Diavolo would suspect something immediately. 1,000 thanks, Divine Superiority. Not at all, but you and your daughter better stop clogging up my diodes and fast. Oh, my divine inanimate son, my followers know the necessary techno techniques to stimulate an simulate an accident. They could easily sever the Prime Minister and his daughter's tongue, arms, and legs, or even render them blind and deaf, without the slightest suffering, of course. Your holy grace is too merciful. Currently, every single Aristo is aware of the latest events, which already stink like dead biomatter. They'll never fall for such a well-timed accident. So what do we do? Yes, what? Good question. What? Nothing at all, you bunch of organic fools! Wait for those pathetic idiots to make the first wrong step and then out phlebotomize them. Cogitation concluded. Out. Look, I look just like a pregnant woman in this getup. I only hope I can pass as one of the Daredevil's whores. Depot stole these clothes from the Peekaboo, an exclusive shop catering to Aristo voyeurs. Okay, put on the wig. Groot? Don't tell me you need to go to the bathroom now. Groot? Groot? And number two also? Hold it in for a while. You can let it out once we're in the ventilation shaft. I'll come with you and transmit our progress to Colbo. The other ICOPs can help too. I opened a buttonhole in the doll's chest so you could see better. So now I'm a pregnant whore and mentally defective. Wish me luck. Good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, good luck, detective, good luck, detective, good luck, detective, good luck, detective. Be careful, they're in great numbers, and they're watching us. I'm not even sure if we really fooled them or if they're letting us think that so it'll be easier to wipe us out. Anyway, let's keep our hopes up. After all, the ancient book tells us the deeds of a thinking man will make his people flourish while the race of the wicked dies out. Groot, if I graft a pair of Nova Terra Gorilla Balls onto you, you'll come like a jackhammer, you sweet old relic, you. I can satisfy all 6 tentacles at once, little monster. 4 or 5 clue bars. For just 300 clue bars, I'll slide in your halo and... Excuse me. For just 300 clue bars, I'll slide your halo inside any hole you choose.
250. That's the highest I go.
Silly girl, silly girl, she's got one in the oven from a little too much lovin'. Ha ha ha!
Scram, rascals, before I give you a paleo spanking! Unless you prefer a touch of advanced neo-syphilis!
No, not that! We get nasty boils all over, like you! Aha! Don't be scared, Mopsy. Mama's here to protect us from those meanies.
You're getting it all wrong, silly girl. I'm not your mother.
Which lower level one did this one come out of? Sub 36? She's from the Black Deaths, I bet. A real virus carrier. Ugly, too. Check out her doll. Thinks she's a kid, does she? Hopped up on drugs is more like it. As I'm strolling in the city, I sing this little ditty. I like to sell my kitty for just a little bitty. So if you think I'm pretty, make sure to stroke my titty when you're inside my slitty.
You can't peddle yourself here.
Lolo will catch you. Quick, run!
Hear that, Mopsy? Lolo, what a funny name.
I said run, idiot!
Well, well, and who might you be working for?
Come on, who's your pimp warden? Tell me his name so I can rip his guts out and make him eat them.
I work for myself, boss.
Oh, dilettante are we? Working freelance, no protection, no health benefits. And will the baby do any day? I bet you don't even know who you're giving it to.
But it's my baby, Daddy. I'm not giving it to anyone. What do you take me for?
What do I take you for? That's a good one. I take you for a knocked-up little slut with your brain between your legs. Now listen up, because I'm about to save your life and make myself a few kublars in the process. For starters, take that! It might knock some sense into your head. Walk!
Poor dear. Still, it's all for the best. We all go through this. It comes for the job.
Can't you at least show enough courtesy to respect the privacy of decent people? Jeez!
Calling the HIC.
Go ahead.
This is Lolo calling the Holy Industrial Church. You know what this is about. I've got a girl about to drop her payload any second. I'll wait for you right here. Don't forget the kublars, of course.
Quiet, Icots. They've taken the bait. Greedy will transmit everything to us. Now all of you prepare for the next phase. Head for the slaughter clinic.
We'll have to go at dawn while the butcher surgeons are asleep?
Quite right. I've heard they have some colossal BioVita steaks there. Get the biggest ones.
We'll take care of it.
Now I need to keep watching. John and Depot are in serious trouble. My circuits are humming in an unusual way. I'm starting to feel emotion, which makes things dangerous for me, too.
Here, girl, drink this. The worst is over. Everyone will treat you nicely from now on.
Here come those vampires. May a strain of paleosyphilis cover them with sores and boils.
Talk about dough from heaven. When night falls, I'll dose myself on SPV till I'm aching from head to toe.
You're all invited to the party, girls. I mean it.
What, just SPV? Not even a little jab of heptaheroin or a little sniff of trucorac? A little sniff of true crack?
Three cheers for Lolo, our favorite pimp warden.
What's your name, girl? They call me Lollipop. I'm made for your mouth or your hands or any other part you want.
She's a head case. There's more and more of them these days. It won't make things easier.
How old are you, girlie?
Don't know. I'll ask Mopsy. How old am I?
She says 8 years old.
Oh, just a little girl, huh? Listen, dearie, take this candy and lie down over there. We're going to take you someplace nice.
No, don't want to. You'll try to take my other Mopsy, the one inside me.
Don't resist, silly girl. Bwop!
Crew?
Shh. Don't move, whatever you do.
Crew?
Yes, yes, I know the body has its needs. Just hold it in a little longer and make sure you go in my pants so you don't give everything away.
Crew?
You'll have some company, Lolly. These three are also coming for the ride.
I'm Hot Connie. What's your name, hon?
Lollipop, and this is Mopsy.
Pleased to meet you. I'm the Techno Dominatrix.
I'm the Whale of Aldebaran. As you can see, it's our time for liberation, too.
Is it your first time?
You must be kidding. This is my ninth. My belly has stretch marks for days.
Me, I've had five.
Me, too.
Does it hurt a lot?
There's nothing to it.
May cause death.
Some hypnosis, some local anesthetic, and pop, it's out like a champagne cork. Then comes the fat wad of bills, and that doesn't hurt either.
But what happens to the babies?
Who cares? They turn into kublars just like magic. You better stop asking so many questions, silly slut, or else I'll disintegrate you on the spot.
Spread your legs and close your eyes, and that's all. When we land, don't ask where we are, because it's the place where curious girls get chopped into hamburger meat.
Okay, but Mopsy says she needs a little bit of fresh air.
Breathe deep, Mopsy. The acid air will clean out your crumpled cloth lungs.
Just let her do what she wants. The poor girl's brains are gone.
This is incredible. I can't believe what we're seeing.
How horrible. Is nowhere on the planet safe from is nowhere on the planet safe from corruption? Coca Loco, the innocent and harmless beverage for young and old alike, is involved in this sordid affair. Now John's really in trouble. Rush to the slaughter clinic. There's not a second to lose. Coca Loco, the one and only. Coca Loco, don't you dare look elsewhere, because we've got the best. 3 minutes to bathe in sterilizing light, everybody. Get dressed and leave your clothes inside the chambers. Okay, you can go now, but quickly. You only have 3 minutes. You don't want me to look? Have it your way, delicate bird. I'll turn my back. 3 minutes are up. Lie on the operating table and gaze at the circular pendulum. Your eyelids are heavy. You can't keep your eyes open any longer. You fall into a deep, deep sleep. No! No, I can't. I must resist. I hate Luz. I hate her with all my being. My hate can never sleep. They're ripe for harvest. Let's do them one by one. Local anesthetic. Begin the birthing procedure. Scalpel, forceps, needle, thread. Here comes the first one. Great, the little tot came early, but he's not moving. Quick! What are you waiting for? Inject the top 33. What is this top 33? Must be some mysterious liquid made by the PSL. It's the Paleo Science Lab. The Paleo Science Lab. It seems like all the City Shaft's major industries are involved in this sordid affair. Deeper, deeper, right to the pineal gland. No need to tell me, comrade. I prick a platoon of these whelps every day. By the divine intellect. First those savages inject their skulls full of junk. Then they freeze the poor things. Gulp, I hope your plan doesn't fail, Colbo 5. Of course, Depot had to pick this very moment to start trembling. My belly looks like it's doing the paleo mambo. Operation number 3. Donor is the whale of Aldebaran. This one always gives us good, strong babies. Let's do a cesarean. Nuclear scalpel. But she'll explode. So what? There's no shortage of donors. Every day we get more of them. The Kublar is a powerful master. Prepare an adult mortuary capsule. Wait, hold on. Gulp, what is it now? Did they spot me already? Look at that. There's a spot of rust on that capsule. It might not make a difference to us, but those hygiene freaks in the Aristo maternity ward could get us in deep trouble. Clean it up immediately. Yes, sir, right away. Well, well, so the capsules are sent to the Aristo maternity ward. The plot thickens. Operation number 4. Donor is Lollipop. Why not use the nuclear scalpel, since it's still on? Sure, let's save ourselves some effort. Cesarean approved. Oh no. Cesarean. I hope Greenie's getting this. What is this? This one's still dressed. They warned us about this one. She's mentally deficient. So that explains it. Cut her undergarments with the laser scissors. Groot! Groot! Freeze, lab rats! Make a move and I'll bust your heads off. Make a move and I'll blast your heads off! You are surrounded! Official investigation! Give up now! One little idiot isn't enough to take us all on! Sound the alarm! Surrender, dung beetles! Don't kill them, hunchbacks! They must be interrogated! It's now or never! Colbo 5, I'm putting all my faith in your plan! 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0! Now, ICOPS! Well done! The ICOPS managed to connect themselves to the BioVitaStake's nervous systems and control their movements. Then they rose through 7 levels without arousing suspicion. All thanks to my brilliant stratagem. A banner reading, the new BioVitaStake, fiercer than ever, made the CyboCops think they were part of a publicity parade. You can't complain this time, telefriends. These unprecedented events are a real feast for your eyes. Behind me, 50 mutinous ICOPS are now guiding BioVitaStakes in an attack on the Coca Loco plant. The SPV syrup and sweetened protomorphine used to make Coca Loco dark are literally flowing in rivers. Here's a free tip for all our trip happy telefriends. Come lick the syrup off the streets. Hallucinations guaranteed. If you weren't already castrated, dear Prez, your balls would shrivel up like the brains of your hunchbacks. Did you ever see such a mess? Coca Loco is under attack. Must I remind you that you and I are the primary shareholders? Indeed, my dear Technopope, the lower-level dwellers will know something is wrong when they see their favorite food attacking our national drink. Damn it all! Work now, comrades! Stakes away! Is this not a glorious scene of devastation, telefriends? The BioVita stakes are exploding marvelously! Rumor has it that the Coca Loco is contaminated with the Maropa virus. I've also heard that Coca Loco Dark is so toxic it will give all the rebel stakes tumors. What high-ranking official could be involved in such dirty drug trafficking? My molecular structure is in a state of meltdown. I've had enough of fabricating excuses on a national scale. Let's tear off the mask and do away with the last traces of puppet democracy. Long live electro-totalitarianism! I order you to disintegrate John DeFoe and his accomplices. Don't leave even a single bone fragment. We've got that moron surrounded. He won't slip through our metal hands this time. In less than a minute, he and his accomplices will be reduced to a bloody pulp. Good. Now get your rusted oral receptors wide open and listen to what I'm saying. Don't even give the slightest explanation when Channel 79831 sends the devilish Diavolo to interview you. Just say national security and tell you any more would be treason, and then keep your stinking tin can trap shut. Watch out, they're getting away. Launch the hooks and the mini-H. Halt! Halt! By the circuitry, they slipped past us. They're headed for the central shaft. Now's the time, comrades. Activate your nuclear charges for Operation Kamikaze. And thank you all. It feels so good to give our lives for just a cause. Excuse me. It feels so good to give our lives for a just cause. Up with the truth. Don't forget us. Never, my friends. Now I know that machines can truly be good. Help! I'll take over now. Crit! Quick, climb aboard. The TV crews, Cybocop reinforcements, and Hunchback battalions are already on their way. But they'll have cameras in every inch of the city shaft. I have another hideout. This way. Crit! Now we all have to jump through that hole. Where does it go? To the great drinking water reservoir. But John and Depot will drown. They need to breathe. Animal nature is such a burden. It's our only chance. Now let's go. If we don't risk it, we're dead anyway. Let's go. Whoosh. I'm aware of the organic respiratory difficulties you're having, my friends, but you'll have to hold on a little bit longer. We're almost there. This is another one of my hideouts. I used to spy on the Ionis Brigade from here when they were planning to poison the water. I haven't set foot here in more than half a century. The key still works. We're safe. Now may the divine intellect protect us. Time to cut your losses, Prez. Dismiss your prime minister. Banish him and his impertinent young daughter to the lower levels and appoint him administrator of some correction center for degenerates and Coca Loco dark addicts. What reason shall I give for this dismissal, O supra-divinoid? By the slimy lubricant of my logic circuits, can you possibly be as stupid as you look? Give any reason you want. Say his ass is too wrinkled for all I care. Speaking of wrinkles, I order you to clone yourself immediately. The mere sight of your decrepit old intellectual's face makes my diodes fry like bacon. John! Depot? Where are we? Safe in my subaquatic lair. We're cut off from the world in a place where no one will look for us. Murdering sons of degenerate mutant bitches. I now realize our whole system is rotten to the core. I was insufferably selfish, bent only on petty revenge. I'm even more determined to go on now, but for a different cause. All the agony Luz put me through when she betrayed my love seems like nothing when compared to the suffering of those innocent little victims. This whole case is sickening. Well done, John. I expected nothing less of you. From you, rather. You've risen above yourself, letting the collective spirit triumph within you. Oh, ah! Gobo, what's happening? Nothing. I have to be more careful. Remember, I told you my robotic circuits permit me to experience emotions and feelings like humans do. But also that the Techno-Technos planted a self-destruct mechanism inside me to prevent such occurrences. At the slightest sign of love or other emotion, I'll explode into 1,000 pieces. That's right, you did mention it. Well, I just realized that you almost drowned because of me, and a sensation closely resembling guilt began to creep into my circuits. Unless I succeed in containing it, I'll explode. That's very sweet, but where are we, continuing the investigation? Now more than ever. We must reveal to the world how babies from the Crimson Ring have their skulls injected with some disgusting liquid, Top 33 from the Paleo Science Lab. Then they're frozen and sent up to the Aristo Maternity Ward, which gives us at least two places to continue investigating. We'll start with the first one and find out what this Top 33 is. Affirmative, I've prepared oxygen reserves for you and Depot. Now we just have to find a way to penetrate the stronghold.
Top 33 from the PSL.
All right, guys, and this is where we're going to end it for now. We'll see you back here next month for more Before the Inkle.
I'm out.